Now let me tell you, Eunice didn't tell you what Mr. Hodge told me, and I'm think he told me the truth. I don't remember how he said he found it out, but I think he was already farming some of it for these people that lived in Dothan, and I can't think of the name.
Hilchers.
And they owned that big tract of land over there, but they weren't making any money. So they just quit eating food, weren't paying taxes. And Mr. Hodge knew it. So he just kept farming it, went making the payments, and paid the taxes. And I forgot how many years it was. Whenever he was telling me, it seemed to me like he liked 2 or 3 years. And if he continued that for 2 or 3 more years, it was his. Couldn't take it away from him. And that's the way, you know, he got that. Just the depression. Because the other people just quit it. And why they never did look into it later, it's always been a mystery to me. He didn't have nothing to buy nothing with. Mm-hmm. And he lived in that little house right out yonder. And Grandpa
Vickers
had his old place up there, and the land. The land that he kept at that time was this landline, like I was telling you. It started right out there and went down yonder to the corner, and then went up and then went across over yonder where these young pines is, and back around the other way. And then this landline, well, and then he, first though, There a landline where these trees stops at. It goes across over down to where the domes are, on this side of the dome. And there were 70 acres in there that he had sold off to, I don't know, somebody before Butler bought it. And he had took out a second mortgage besides the first mortgage on this that I bought over here, including this. This house is on it. And it goes on up to the landline and back around. So he sold it to Daddy. Daddy's gonna keep up the pay. And I don't, if I've ever heard him say how much it was, I don't know. But he farmed it that year and went and made the payment. He got down there and there's a second mortgage on it, which meant there was another payment that he didn't know of. Grandpa didn't tell him. So I don't know whether it was so much he told him he couldn't pay for it, or it just made him so mad with them, so he was going to just let them have it back and lose it, or whatever, I don't know. So he made up his mind he was going to make one more crop, not pay nothing, take whatever he got and buy him a place. And I remember him looking at two more, and one of them was right in here alone. Like you go down this dirt road over here, and you get down there and you go this way or this way. Well, going around this way, that land on the left, all the way back up to Harold Batchelor was a farm there, and they must have been 3 or 4 40 there. And then this little place over where Ronnie lives is 49 acres there. But anyway, that was that amount of money was more than what he thought he could handle. So he wound up buying that and just let that go. And I reckon it went back to the government because Virgil Dunaway, I don't remember who it was, man. I don't know who bought it. But anyway, it got in the federal land bank. And then we bought it from Virgil Dunaway.
Well, a lot of people lost land back then, and the federal land bank taking it over, and then people bought it from the federal land bank. And we have, over the years, David, we have just bought a little here and a little there, and your granddaddy Snail, you know, did the same thing. Like if somebody wanted to sell some that bordered what we had, you know, well, we just bought it, you know, and he did the same thing. So that's how we, over the years, we'd buy 50 acres here, 20 acres or something, you know, every time somebody wanted to sell.
You don't know that thing to where she showed it.
Yeah, David looked at that.
What we
didn't get a hold of it.
It's just just a few acres. We never did buy a lot of land at one time. Well, I guess, you know, when Granddaddy Snail didn't need us, so but kind of, you know, he bought a little and we bought a little. Well, we wound up probably pretty close to same amount of land, didn't we? You mom and daddy owned and we owned. Of course, it's all together now, except that, you know, he sold that old yonder 50 acres. Is that 50 acres to Frankie D?
Who? How'd y'all get a hold of that bail land? Who got it? Who was that?
Granddaddy Snell bought that.
From
somebody.
Sumter Vickers.
Huh?
From Sumter Vickers.
The bail land?
Mm-hmm. No, the bail land, he bought that from one of those Bell girls that never did marry.
Your granddaddy, a lot of people really liked your granddaddy Snail, David, and they would just, they'd say, listen, I want to sell this and I want to give you first chance of it. And if he could, he would just buy it, you know. And that's how he got a lot of it. You know, because land, you know, there's not going to ever, like they were talking about selling, the church had bought, well, they bought all that block there. And they were talking about, in a board meeting, they were talking about, you know, selling some of the land. And they were asking everybody what they thought about it. And I said, well, frankly, I wouldn't sell it. I said, you know, there's not going to ever be any more land. You know, the mobile home, they were talking about selling the mobile home and some land. I said, now they're making mobile homes every day, and I tried to sell the mobile home. But they're not going to be any more land. And I said, all the land that we have ever sold, we have been sorry of. We bought some real nice land, and we didn't really have any reason to sell it. And I'm sorry that we did. And I said, I just reached the point where unless I was hungry, I wouldn't sell. I just wouldn't sell. Not just to get another dollar. And so, you know, that's the way I feel about land. You know, it's just land is a valuable possession to me. Only God can make land. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing to own, and you know, you'll always have it. I hope the government won't take land away. They may take your money, but I don't think
they
we've got
tax you. You can't keep it again.
Got a government now to where you know you can't have money, so you know you can have land. I hope.
See, people like Clinton, they award people for doing nothing, and tax people for trying to do.
And that woman that was doing my hair, they own a farm up at Headland. Boy, she was fussing this afternoon about, said they're fixing to raise property taxes up there. And she said, boy, she was fussing. She said, you know the reason they're doing that? Because all these sorry, good-for-nothing blacks and whites that won't work on welfare said that, you know, they're going to do it to please them. And said they don't have anything, so raising property taxes won't hurt them. Said they ought to raise the gasoline tax, or they ride up and down the roads all the time, so they ought to raise the gasoline tax or whiskey tax or sales tax, then everybody would have to pay. But said only people who try to have something are penalized when they, you know, raise property taxes. But I know they're talking about really raising them in Geneva County again. But David, we sold like that property over there right in front of where Ron and Becky lives. I'd just give anything if that tacky corner wasn't there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And over yonder, we should never have sold that. Over yonder where that little lake is.
Yeah.
Huh?
And that over there.
And this over here, we should, we really shouldn't. And we should have bought, we could have bought in years past, we could have bought this land up here. We'd had all the land on the highway up there. And this over here, we could have bought this over here.
When did he stop farming? Or did he?
Granddad Snell?
Yeah.
He got in real bad shape physically after he got his legs cut,
mm-hmm.
and really wasn't able to. In fact, he got disability, and he started drawing his Social Security on disability right after then, and that's when he quit, wanting Randy Lamb.
Randy Lamb, Marvell Williams farmed this place for 18 years.
Really
fun, I don't know what. Do you know about what year it was when he quit? He must have not been but like 55 or something, had he? 50?
He actually quit row cropping, actually farming
probably by 1960.
In the early 60s.
He probably about around 1960. What he did, he got on disability and because of his legs and was having heart trouble too, and rented the land to Marvell and
He first rented to Harold Baxley for about 3 years.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
He rented it just standing rent. That means, you know, so much an acre.
Mm-hmm.
With his Social Security and with that. And then we,
And Benny rented it to Sam Ard for, you know, 2 or 3 years, and Marvell came in with Sam.
And we never did, we had some land, and they had some land, and we never did. I mean, they just got the rent out of the land and everything. We never did take anything out of the place until, 2 or 3 years before we moved down here.
Well,
76. 76. I think it was 78.
Anyway, we bought it in 75, and then in 76, you know, I got with he was renting Sam and them. I forgot how much it was. I may have let them have it 1 year, I don't know, but, you know, I doubled the rent. He was renting about $3,000, and I kept finagling and getting to where we was getting about $15,000 a year, maybe.
The reason why we made the change was Mr. Albright was doing our taxes, and he, back then, I think he had estate tax, $60,000 or something like that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the estate tax was real low, and he thought, you know, he was afraid that Mr. and Miss Nell might die, and we'd have to